Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. This was the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Solomon began construction on the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign. The foundation that Solomon laid for the house of God was 60 cubits long and 20 cubits wide, according to the old standard. The portico at the front, extending across the width of the temple, was 20 cubits long and 20 cubits high. He overlaid the inside with pure gold. He paneled the main room with cypress, which he overlaid with fine gold and decorated with palm trees and chains. He adorned the temple with precious stones for beauty, and its gold was from Parvaim. He overlaid its beams, thresholds, walls, and doors with gold. And he carved cherubim on the walls. Then he made the most holy place. Its length corresponded to the width of the temple, 20 cubits long and 20 cubits wide. And he overlaid the inside with 600 talents of fine gold. The weight of the nails was 50 shekels of gold. He also overlaid the upper area with gold. In the most holy place he made two cherubim of sculptured work, and he overlaid them with gold. The total wingspan of the cherubim was 20 cubits wide. Wing of the first cherub was 5 cubits long and touched the wall of the temple, and its other wing was 5 cubits long and touched the wing of the other cherub. The wing of the second cherub also measured 5 cubits and touched the wall of the temple, while its other wing measured 5 cubits and touched the wing of the first cherub. So the total wingspan of these cherubim was 20 cubits. They stood on their feet facing the main room. He made the veil of blue, purple, and crimson yarn and fine linen, with cherubim woven into it. In front of the temple, he made two pillars, which together were 35 cubits high, each with a capital on top measuring 5 cubits. He made interwoven chains and put them on top of the pillars. He made 100 pomegranates and fastened them into the chain work. Then he set up the pillars in front of the temple, one on the south and one on the north. The pillar on the south he named Jachin, and the pillar on the north he named Boaz.